So I was in Washington, D.C. recently. I was down there at the pro-choice abortion rally. I was down there, you know, not because I believed in the cause, but like, you know, what better place to pick up women? And you know they're fucking. So you're not going to find a lot of virgins at an abortion rally. The whole abortion issue is kind of fucked up. You know why? Because the Supreme Court is full of men voting on abortion. And it's such a woman's issue. You know, that's not fair. You know, I wouldn't want a bunch of women voting on my balls or anything. They should have like separate Supreme Courts. One for men, one for women, one for each race. Now, I'd hate for a bunch of white people to decide whether the soul train should stay in the air or not. Just not funky enough. Women want equal rights. And you can have them. You can have them. All you gotta do is one thing. Pay your bill. It's that simple. You don't want me to shut up. There, it's like, pay the bill. I don't know if I want to start paying these bills and shit. I saw a lot of free movies last year and shit. Pay that bill, boy, because men, boy, we want to fuck. Basically, that's all the fuck we want to do. A man, any amount of money a man spends on you, he thinks you owe him that much pussy. If a guy buys you a Big Mac, he thinks you owe him $1.49 worth of pussy. Y'all know how it is. Yeah. Women like that money, though. Guys make the money. You know why? Because money takes away all your faults. Now, money will turn a bald spot into a park. So you'd be missing one tooth that should have turned into a gap. A cute little gap about this big. Money. Women, women. I could talk about women all night and shit. It's like 1990. Some women still don't give head, which is really weird. So. How do you expect to compete with other women? What does she have that I don't have? Suction, that's what she has. That's nasty. But it's true. Women like, you what? They ain't gonna give a nigga a blowjob? Get the fuck out of here. Nigga is not marrying a woman without getting a blowjob. No man in this room is ready to go his whole the rest of his life without a blowjob. You just telling a nigga to cheat. Got to give it up nowadays. Shit. That's like saying, yeah, I'm a truck driver, but I don't like to drive. Men are eating pussy. You got to eat pussy now. You will lose your woman. She will be gone. You go. You be at the movies going to get some popcorn. Turn around. What? Where'd she go? Hard to keep a woman nowadays, boy. You got to take them out. Take them out. Take them to a trip. Take them skydiving.
Teach him how to drive. You know, spend all some money on him and keep a tongue in the ass all at the same time. I like honest women and shit. When you don't want to do what a guy tells you in bed, just say no. Don't give him no fucked up excuse and shit. I'm in bed with this girl one time trying to get ahead. She goes, you know, I did that for my old boyfriend and I didn't like it. Why the fuck would you tell me you suck somebody else's dick? Like the suck stops here and shit. Like I ain't good enough and shit. And you know we gonna bump into the old boyfriend at the movies or some shit. Oh, that's my old boyfriend Mike. That's used to suck his dick. That's that guy, huh? Say, oh, you a lucky motherfucker, Mike. Guys, you ever been in bed with a girl, you both talking dirty and you go too far? You say some good shit that gets you thrown out of bed? And the girl's like, fuck me, harder, harder. All right, you little slut. Who you calling a slut? Then you gotta talk your way back into bed. Hey, I didn't mean slut in a bad way. I meant it as a compliment, really.